We do have somebody in the studio that can do something about it, though. State Senator Mike Groney. Senator Groney, you got any conference calls with Mother Nature later today?
No.
We're tired of the snow.
But you better get down to Menards and buy some of their 5-gallon buckets to cover your tomatoes.
Exactly. I have realized I have more rags in my possession this past week than what I knew when it comes to covering plants.
Yes. I haven't transplanted my tomatoes yet. They're still growing indoors. So.
That's smart. But anyway, it's the weather. It's Nebraska weather. I guess we had some late snow last year in May, but we had a nice wet year.
And we did.
Had good crops, pretty good crops, but no, it is what it is. But we're opening up today, and all common sense. I have really curly hair when I don't cut it, and it's really getting curly, folks. I have been in solidarity with the barbers and the beauticians, and I'm waiting it out, so I got enough money to give them a good tip when I get my hair cut, make up for my...
And they deserve it.
Yes, they do.
They deserve it.
Make up for the two haircuts I missed.
We were going to comment on the afro you got going there.
Yeah, it's getting there. But... anyway, I guess it didn't change any from when I was in college and I had long hair, but a different color. It's white now.
Yeah.
But no, it's, I got to get a schedule. That's going to be fun trying to get a haircut, trying to get it scheduled. They're going to be overwhelmed with people calling. I'm sure the process is going to be slowed down by trying to keep everybody 6 feet apart.
I have heard that a lot of the beauticians and hairdressers, starting today, they're booked into July already.
No, it wouldn't be surprising.
No.
I mean, you think about it.
Yeah.
They have a need.
Yeah, they have a regular schedule that they had with their clients coming in a certain time, a month apart or whatever. But anyway, it's part of the... But at least they're going to be back and get your mind off of this COVID thing and back to work.
Mm-hmm. Idle hands.
Yeah, yeah. Depression and everything else is sets in. Watching people. I guess people live in cities. Never liked it, but they live in cities because they like to be around people. And when there is no people around because you're isolated, that probably isn't good for your mental attitude.
Absolutely not. I told Tristan here a while back that, I didn't mean to brag, but I've been practicing social distancing for about 30 years.
Yeah. Sitting in the blind.
Yeah.
On a fishing boat.
That's right.
But no, I'm glad the governor did it. When that happened, and we heard May 31st, I had texted the governor, and we had an exchange, and I told him that wasn't. And then he checked, and he got back to me and said it was a misunderstanding, so I knew it was going to get to be a May 11th. That's advantage of being polite. I knew a day or two before the paper said it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, common sense, and I'm not going to lecture anybody on common sense. That's what we do. You know, I'm really proud of I was talking to a young lady that works at one of the assisted living, the elderly facilities, and I guess she was telling me that there isn't a single case in any of our facilities.
Yeah.
So they've done a wonderful job of managing.
Yeah. Great.
Protecting our grandparents and great-grandparents and family members. So, that's good news. Public health has did a good job. You know, they're one of the few public health might be the only one, might be one or two more, that actually list cases, a positive test, recovered, and then deaths.
Right.
So that there's a lot of misinformation out there about positive test results and death. But most get over it. Mm-hmm. I just heard a 99-year-old veteran on your station.
Yep.
On the news.
Yeah.
World War II veteran recovered.
Yep. Kansas City Marine. Hurrah.
So anyway, that's what it is. But other things going on. Oh, I wanted to inform people. You know, I appreciate Superintendent Hansen at the public school down here, but I read in the paper about declining enrollment and at North Platte Public Schools. But the fact of the matter is, it's not all due to railroad laying off people. A lot of it has to do with just the fact that we have a lot of option out, folks. We, in this town, we have 500 and, what is it, I'll get to the numbers, 497 net option out this last year out of, it's 10.8% of the students. And they're going to Maxwell and Hershey and Stapleton and Maywood. So there's other things underneath the belly of this thing why we're losing students. And it's you know, I hear from some parents, it's the slant, the liberal slant. They have CNN on there. I know one family moved out because they talked to the administration. They have CNN on the television all day long. One day Fox, one day CNN might keep a balance there. I mean, it's just those types of things. And the behavior issue, and it's not the administration's fault. We have a lot of behavioral issues with kids in North Platte that interrupt the classroom, so parents option their kids out.
Right.
But even Omaha, which you would think have a lot, they have 53,483 students and 5,031 option out there, 8.6%.
Wow.
And we're 10.8. And Grand Island is the second highest number of option out there, 872, but that's 8%. We're third most in the state. We're more than all the other Class A or Class B schools besides Omaha and Grand Island for the number that option out of our classrooms. And that's on the school board. To why can't we keep those kids here? Because as you read in the paper, it's $8,000 to $10,000 a student every one you lose in state
right.
aid. And the classroom is sitting there, and the desk is sitting there. We need to have kids. You know, things I think have improved a lot under this new administration, but they need to make sure that everybody's welcome, and that discipline is in the classroom, so that those that want to learn can learn. That would fix a lot of their problems.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know when my oldest son came out of the Lake School at the eighth grade, you know, he had to either choice was either come into North Platte or find somewhere else. And we ultimately went to Hershey with him, and it was not on anything that was a political slant or anything. Simply the fact that at the time, North Platte didn't offer high enough mathematics that Ian wanted for what he wanted to do. And we ended up over at Hershey because they had an instructor over there, Gail Madsen, who was a wonderful math teacher. And like I said, that's 20 years ago, so I don't know what the changes
have
been.
Well, that's, you know, don't get me wrong, the option program is a good program.
Yeah.
It's still a family, and it's still a student of have parents who have parental rights, and all that is a public building. It's what the taxpayers decided. We have public education. We build a building. We hire employees, no different than the courthouse or the jail or the city hall. And then we want them to do a service for us, and that make our children ready for to compete in the civilized world mm-hmm. and behave in the civilized world. But parent has a right to take their child anywhere they should. That's a good program in Nebraska. It hasn't always been there. And then state aid is calculated proportionally about where that student actually goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem with that. And there's a I don't know how you change it. I gave you some ideals, but parents need to know think their child is safe, is being treated equally, maximizes educational opportunity in the classroom, and safe in the hallways,
mm-hmm.
and bad influences of needs to be deterred by those who in the student body who would influence children. So you know, the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs is rampant in this town. It's sad, but meth is a big problem. Then the adults use meth, and then that affects the children in the school. So, but there is other reasons why North Platte, a big reason why North Platte's enrollment's going down, and it's not all lack of children in the area. That was just a comment I wanted to make. I've been working on some of those things, trying to make it easier for parents feel safe that their kids, when they drop them off in the morning, they'll be back. They'll be safe there when they come to pick them up with our 147 discipline bill. So, anyway.
Now, are there any, have you ever heard of any committee or study as to why they're leaving? God, we have committees and studies on everything else. Why can't we have one on that?
Because it'd be slanted, because we'd put educators on the committee, and they'd make it sound like it's the parents' fault. I've seen too much of that. Oh, it's basically that. Parents aren't stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, parents talk to other parents. Their child has a bad experience, they're out of there, and they transfer them. Just the same reason you did. It has nothing to do with dislike of the public, public school. It's math. A lot of it's athletics, that a kid can play on a team. He's going to be mm-hmm. B team or cut from the Class A team, but he can play in one of the smaller schools. That's part of it, too. And why not? You only have one shot at life. You know, I used to complain, you know, why that kid, he only transferred so he could play basketball. Hey, he's living his life. Well, he has one shot to play basketball, and he wants to play basketball, so he wants to
look at all the transfers out of the university back and forth in all sports.
It's a mess. Talking about that, I think we will we'll lose. If they fudge the numbers to say we number of sold out, you know, football games, because that's not going to happen. There's too many folks who will stay home because of safety reasons. You know, those ticket holders are my age or a lot older. You see them when you go to a game. I don't think those folks are going to show up.
Well, that's the way they do it now. It is the ticket sold. Yeah. Whether the person's in the seat or not doesn't matter. Is the ticket sold?
Yeah. And they'll have enough boosters that'll buy that. The extra tickets, corporate boosters. But no, I had a nice conversation, by the way, with Ted Carter, the new president of the university system, Nebraska system.
Sure.
Because I'm education chair, he gave me a forewarning about freezing the tuition, which was a good idea. Won't be this year, it'll be the next following 2 years that they'll freeze it. And then he's talked about cuts. They're going to cut a lot of employees. He's a little bit of fiscal conservative. In fact, Friday might be in today's paper, son. He told me this. I talked to him Wednesday afternoon. Friday, nine of his staff just in his office, which amazed me that he had even had nine employees in his office, were going to be given a pink slip. And something, you know, he told me that we all would like to have seen a long time ago is if you're a tenured professor, then be in the classroom.
Yes.
Be in the classroom. And he's told the tenured professors that they will be teaching this year. They won't be have grad students doing it, and they go fly off somewhere to some seminar or as many other adjunct professors doing their work. They will be in the classroom. And then... they expect to lose 9 to 10% of their enrollment this year. Foreign enrollment's way down. They extended the freshman enrollment till June 1st instead of May 1st for early enrollment in the university, and that's way down. But the good news is if the Mid Plains Community College and gets out there and plays their cards right, they could have a pretty good bump in enrollment because parents and kids are going to stay closer to home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No.
I mean, the kids that want to go on to a four-year degree or more, they can get their start right here.
Stay at home.
But I think, and North Platte has done a good job so far, and I think they need to do more is in the trades.
Yeah, they have to. But it's more expensive if you fill the classroom with 25 or kids on beginning English or English Lit. That's good money. So you have the instructor.
Yeah.
But when you have to have welders and
lathes and everything,
it gets more expensive. But that's what we want. That's what we need.
One of my things I thought I would do when I quote retire is I wanted to go out to Mid Plains and take machining and learn how to do some more than basic machining.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they cut that program. I got to talk to a couple of people, but I understand they cut that program.
Yeah, and the unions would work with them. Actually, I found out the unions, the pipe fitters, the metal workers and stuff, they have their own basic college.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a young person, you hire on, they send you to their shop for a year, and they...
That's what apprenticeships are all about.
That's apprenticeships, yeah. So, no, it could be big.
Now, Senator Groney, we do need to take a quick commercial break, but could you hang out with us for a few more moments? Awesome. More coming up with State Senator Mike Groney here on Mugs of the Morning after this. When the sky is dark and welcome back on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. At 823, your time and temp is service of Grease Monkey. Again, 823, we're still hanging out at 39 degrees. A high today of 44 with some precipitation coming our way. Continuing our legislative update with State Senator Mike Groney. Senator Groney mentioned a little bit about education as chair of the Education Committee. Obviously, the governor came out late last week and said, we don't exactly know how the budget's going to be impacted in terms of this coronavirus, but it's probably going to have an impact on everything, including education.
Oh, yes, it will be. But we don't know. The economy could turn around quickly. They could come out with a vaccine to appease everybody's worries, and boom, it could be booming quickly, and money changes hands in a hurry. The sales tax losses will hurt for a long time. The one, the big one is, I think we're going to have a huge dip in May, June, and well, May's sales tax, June, July's, probably this whole summer, tourist season. Those hotels collect an awful lot of sales tax.
Oh, yeah.
You get a $100 room, 7% on them. Restaurants collect a heck of a lot of sales tax, too. So those are going to hit hard. Those numbers, new cars pay a lot of sales tax. Any car purchase, those are way down. So that's going to affect big time. Farm equipment, well, farmers don't pay on new equipment, but other spending by them, they do pay taxes. So sales tax is really going to take a hit. It's going to take a bigger hit than income taxes through the end of this fiscal year, which is July 1st.
I've directly seen the impact in tourism with my work with the tourism people here in town. When they bring in tours and they do things like go out to Buffalo Bill's Ranch and the museum, I do the Dutch oven cooking for them, do the cowboy meal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They're all canceled.
Yeah.
So I've seen that direct impact.
But, yes, I've told the administrators, I sent out an email to all the administrators of the state, that COVID-19 money, it was in my column, too, when it came out. Don't just, be careful how you spend that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd keep it in reserves, too, because,
keep it for essentials, yeah.
Essentials, because we're going to look at that legislature as a resource for them when we look at how much money we have to spend. Now, this all said, we're still pushing hard for property tax relief. I mean, that's the number one issue of the whole state of Nebraska. It's the best way we could pump money into Main Street everywhere is by giving people, $1,000 relief on the property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And keep
people thinking about wanting to stay in Nebraska.
Well, we're trying to sell our house, and everybody should know that. I mean, we're going to downsize. We're at that age. And these young people come out and look at it, and it's not the price. It's the mortgage payment, a monthly mortgage payment that makes the difference. And when 40% of that is taxes and insurance a month, that's a detriment to owning homes. It's not that we don't have enough $250,000 houses or $200,000 houses. We don't have the people who can afford them or smart enough not to. You can buy a big house and you can isolate yourself by just not doing anything and making your mortgage payment and stay at home, which, or you can be reasonable and buy a home. But they're just, so property tax is not off the table. There's a big bargain going on down in Lincoln. I'm not part of it, but because I'm too headstrong and I'm too honest, I tell them. So they didn't invite me. There's a group of 10 senators and 4 of them from revenue and 4 of them from the Appropriations Committee and then the Speaker, but I didn't want to be there because I wasn't going to swallow my. I was not going to do the wrong thing, but it's. I don't think anything's going to come of it because there's 17 or 18 senators won't do anything unless we get property tax relief first.
Yeah.
They sit there and tell us we don't have $50 million for property tax relief, but then on the other hand, they got $50 million to give the UNMC for some kind of pie-in-the-sky ideal about attracting a military hospital, a surge hospital. I mean, the rationale isn't there. So, we just need to get something in place, policy written, legislation that says from now on, if we have to cut at public education, we have a policy in place that we're at the table, that there's statutes that said this is how we fund education differently, and the state don't have their share of the money, then we'll take our cut along with the University of Nebraska, another big user, 14-15% of the budget. HHS, big user of the budget. Everybody. But right now, what they do is they would cut the budget a little bit here, negotiates with the university, a little bit here, HHS, a little bit of prisons, a little bit at community colleges and state colleges. Oh, but we have $100 million left. We got to find out. We'll just shift that to the property taxpayer through how we fund our public schools. That's how it's always been done.
It ought to be proportional.
It ought to be proportional. Yep.
If you cut 14% over here, property taxes ought to drop 14%.
Yeah. So minimal. But anyway, that's what the why property taxes is such a burden here. It's just been pushed off on the property taxpayer. And once it's pushed off during a budget crisis, it stays there.
Mm-hmm.
because we didn't have any policy there. You're used to paying those taxes, so hey, we can give the university $25 million, which my first year down there to help build a virtual reality training for doctors, and of course in Omaha they wouldn't build it in North Platte, but no, that's the problem. So property tax is what the people want fixed, and the vast majority of them, so that's who we are concentrating on.
Now, Senator Groney, we do have to wrap up here, but you and your staff are continuing to work here throughout the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yes,
what are some things that your staff is handling for your constituents?
Oh, the unemployment benefits, promises made by politicians, and they're not getting online, or they've been waiting a month to get them, especially small business people.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to get their funds. That... we had people with a big one would help the constituent on DOT problem, Department of Roads, Department of Transportation, where he had a hay grinder and it was always a vehicle of husbandry, a farm equipment. All of a sudden, he got pulled over by DOT and given a ticket because he didn't have a license on it. So those are the types of things we help folks with. Sometimes administrators of school call worried about property tax, their funding, and we talk them through that.
Sure. That formula that can sometimes be pretty confusing.
But the promises by government on income tax, on unemployment, and the checks for small businesses by, you know, full employment, has been one of the big ones. They're just overwhelmed. You heard today the numbers, didn't you, about unemployment numbers?
No, I've not looked
14
yet.
14-some percent, 20-some million on unemployment, when we used to have about 2.5 million.
Yeah.
But people came out of the woodwork, you know, that weren't working.
Yes.
Now has unemployment benefits. But people have been laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't blame the business person. You can't afford to pay them.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't caused by a virus. This is all caused by government actions. That's everything that's happened to the economy has been by government actions. Nothing to do with a virus.
I was doing a little research. I remembered one from my childhood. The Hong Kong flu, remember that? That was bigger than COVID. That was back in like 1968-69. I would have been about 9 years old, but I can remember it. And I started looking up the numbers. It was more lethal as far as total number of deaths than COVID has been, but we didn't shut down the economy. We didn't shut down major events. That's Woodstock. Woodstock happened in the middle of all of that.
Well, and the other one was the swine flu, which we lived through. That had immunologist on the radio the other day, more people died of the vaccine than they did of the flu because they rushed the vaccine out there.
Right.
And it had effects on folks.
Now, Senator, if folks want to reach out to you or to your office during this challenging time to get some assistance on state issues, how can they do so?
The best way is to email my office because then I can read it directly, their concerns. I mean, you can call the office, but, you know, when it gets relayed through another party, it doesn't come through clearly sometimes. So email it. That's mgroney at nenebraska.leg.
legislature.leg.gov, I think.
Yeah, any so. Dot. That's the best way. Otherwise, you can call me on my cell phone, 308-530-7741. And you can call the office, too. I haven't memorized that number, but after 6 years, But, no, my staff is in the office. That building's basically empty because they allowed people to work from home. I got one individual working from home because she has underlying medical conditions. And then the rest are working. The other three are working. And I tell them when I can no longer get a hamburger handed out the window from McDonald's, and he can show up for work, a government worker can show up for work, too.
Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you again next Monday, sir.
Yep, thanks.
More coming up on KODY with candidate for mayor of North Platte, Lonnie Parsons, after news.